July the 13th, there comes the third secret. Revealed to the world by Pope St. John Paul II on May the 13th, 2000. The third secret came in three parts. First part, a vision of an angel with a flaming sword, obviously a symbol of the punishment about to come upon the world. Here is how Sister Lucia described the angel with a flaming sword. At the left of Our Lady and a little above, we saw an angel with a flaming sword in his left hand. Flashing, it gave out flames that looked as though they would set the world on fire. Pointing to the earth with his right hand, the angel cried out in a loud voice, "Penance, penance, penance." In his commentary on Fatima, Joseph Cardinal Ratzinger, later Pope Benedict XVI, said, quote, "The angel with a flaming sword on the left of the Mother of God recalls similar images in the book of Revelation. This represents the threat of judgment which looms over the whole world. Today, the prospect that the world might be reduced to ashes by a sea of fire no longer seems pure fantasy. Man himself, with his inventions, has forged the flaming sword." End quote. The second part of the third secret. The apocalyptic vision, the vision of the Pope and the people climbing the mountain. Here is Sister Lucia's description taken from the Vatican translation of her handwritten account. Quote, "We saw in an immense light that is God, a bishop dressed in white. We had the impression that it was the Holy Father, other bishops, priests, men and women religious going up a steep mountain, at the top of which there was a big cross. Before reaching there, the Holy Father passed through a big city in ruins, and half trembling with halting step, afflicted with pain and sorrow, he prayed for the souls of the corpses he met on the way. Having reached the top of the mountain on his knees at the foot of the big cross, he was killed by a group of soldiers who fired bullets and arrows at him. And in the same way, there died one after another bishops, priests, men and women religious, and various lay people of different ranks and positions." End quote. In his theological commentary, Pope Benedict explained the symbols of the steep mountain, the great city, in these words. Quote, "In the vision, we can recognize the last century as a century of martyrs, a century of suffering and persecution for the church, a century of world wars and the many local wars which filled the last 50 years and have inflicted unprecedented forms of cruelty. In the mirror of this vision, we see passing before us the witnesses of the faith decade by decade." End quote. Then, the third part of the third secret, the vision of the two angels sprinkling the blood of the martyrs. Sister Lucia's words, "Beneath the two arms of the cross, there were two angels each with a crystal aspersorium in his hand, in which they gathered up the blood of the martyrs and with it sprinkled the souls that were making their way to God." This is the revelation the church of the 20th century as experiencing the Via Crucis, the Via Crucis, the way of the cross.
In heaven, a great wonder was seen, with a crown of 12 stars and moon under her feet. The hand the Holy One, a woman clothed with the sun.